It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Senator John Cornyn is signaling opposition to President Donald Trump's threat to pull the U.S. out of the North American Free Trade Agreement. The number two Senate Republican raised concerns about what a NAFTA exit would mean for Texas in an op-ed published in Politico. Mexico's foreign secretary has said Mexico will target Texas and other states for retaliation if the U.S. imposes new trade restrictions. Cornyn addressed the prospect in a conference call.
For example, I've heard from some refiners that it could, in fact, raise the price of gasoline by 30 cents a gallon. And, of course, there is the business model of many of the car manufacturing companies that have the maquiladoras, the shared manufacturing experience, American content being assembled in Mexico and then re-imported in the United States.
President Trump has blamed NAFTA for the loss of American manufacturing jobs, particularly across the Midwest. Cornyn says that there is room for NAFTA to be improved, but he says trade, especially with Mexico, is a linchpin of the Texas economy. The Texas Education Agency recently released a new rating system for schools, A through F grades. Today in Houston, educators and education experts debated the pros and cons of the new system. KERA's Eric Austin reports.
School districts across the state have blasted the A through F ratings. Richard Carranza is superintendent of the Houston School District.
We're trying to make it very simplistic, and it's not a simple process. School improvement is not a simple process.
Carranza spoke at a symposium on public education sponsored by the Texas Tribune. He says he's for being transparent with data and being accountable for student outcomes.
The issue becomes when you issue a grade, then the realtor will say, well, you don't want to go to that, you don't want to buy a house in that neighborhood because it's a C school.
Courtney Boswell is executive director of Texas Aspires. It's an education group that supports the A through F system and stricter accountability.
A through F has gives us opportunity to see more information about what's happening in our schools than we've ever had before. We do have rich data and we have information about performance and school climate and growth and post-secondary readiness that we've never been able to see.
Louis Malfero is president of the Texas American Federation of Teachers. He says this emphasis on testing is turning away teachers from the field.
It's about wanting to come into a job where you bring your creativity and you are not told on day one you do this, on day two you do this, and on day three you give this test. And that is really, really eroding an interest on the part of smart, younger people.
The Texas legislature approved the A through F grades back in 2015, but some lawmakers say the new rating system is a work in progress. The letter grades go into effect in August 2018. Eric Austin, KERA News.
Dallasite Norma McCorvey, better known as Jane Roe, died last month. McCorvey spent years championing her role in the landmark decision of Roe v. Wade, but later in life became an activist for the pro-life movement. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with Moira Donegan, who profiled McCorvey for The New Republic.
A lot of times the emotional resonance of these debates gets boiled down to conservatives being hard-headed and practical and liberals being compassionate. And abortion kind of flips that script on its head. It's a way for conservatives to be liberal and for liberals to be very practical and pragmatic. And McCorvey blows all that up. She just defies all of our expectations of what it means to be a conservative or a liberal or a oppressor or an oppressed person or a Christian or a lesbian. You know, she makes me realize that our politics doesn't account for how complicated people's lives really are.
This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. Tonight, 200 Dallasites from across the city will share the stage with professional actors in Dallas Theater Center's production of The Tempest at the Wiley Theater. The show is part of a project called Public Works Dallas. This week in State of the Arts, Art and Seek's Hadi Mwagdi tells us about this experiment.
69-year-old Ijanelle Moten, better known as Miss Nell, knows how to enjoy life.
After I retired, I just started crocheting and doing all sorts of things, you know, like playing dominoes every day, enjoying field trips and going to plays and going to the casino, of course.
Miss Nell was a medical assistant in Dallas for many years and liked her work, but she did have another dream.
So I've always wanted to be an actress.
Really?
From a young age, yes, but I never got the chance to even do any type of acting, because back in my day when we were going to school, they didn't have acting classes.
Today, Ms. Nell finally has that chance. She's at an intro to acting class for senior citizens at the Beckley Sainer Recreation Center in South Dallas. Liz Michael, a Dallas Theater Center actress, teaches the class.
Y'all feel warmed up?
Yeah.
How about a quick game of zip, zap, zap?
The class is part of a new initiative called Public Works Dallas.
Remember, our goal is to focus the energy on...
Public Works trains hundreds of regular folk, then puts them on stage with professional actors for a massive Shakespeare production. It's modeled on a similar project in New York City, run by the Public Theater. Dallas is the first city to try to replicate it. Next year, Seattle and Chicago will join in.
The goal of Public Works is not to create a new generation of professional full-time artists.
That's the Theater Center's artistic director, Kevin Moriarty.
Our goal is to allow people inside of their lives to be able to have art be a meaningful part of their life.
To pull this off, Public Works Dallas partnered with five community centers to offer acting classes. Each center focused on reaching different groups, like senior citizens or folks seeking literacy training. Moriarty cast 100 people from these acting classes to perform in The Tempest. Another 100 people from choirs, bands, and performing groups around town will also be featured in the show.
I think in the arts community, we may be too focused on training skilled technicians and less focused on fully opening our doors to welcome everyone in.
Moriarty hopes this project will change that thinking. Martha Rodriguez just hopes it helps the families that she serves. She's the program manager at Bachman Lake Together Family Center. The acting classes there are set up for Spanish-speaking parents and their English-speaking children.
They wanted more exposure to arts and culture, so this was a perfect fit because we can offer workshops for families to be engaged in theater.
Engaging people with theater in their neighborhood before inviting them to perform in the theater downtown serves another purpose, Moriarty says. The city's arts district was built to foster a love for the arts, but some people perceive it as imposing or even unwelcoming.
Public Works Dallas sets out to assault those notions and create a radically inclusive space for art.
Normally, pyrotechnics, special effects, and expensive staging create the air of magic that The Tempest requires. Moriarty says pairing amateur actors as young as 6 years old and as old as 95 with professionals will create this production's magic.
That notion that the stage can be a showcase for our community and a shared space for everyone to come together, that's at the heart of what we're doing in The Tempest.
Tell me what was one of the things...
Back at the Beckley Sainer Recreation Center, Ms. Nell says making new friends has been one of the best parts of the project for her.
I just love people. I'll put it like that. I just love to be around, to be able to help people.
Fulfilling the dream of becoming an actress? Well, that's exciting too. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.
Want to know more about Public Works Dallas? Then head over to artandseat.org. You can view photos and listen to a profile about one of the teaching artists. Mostly cloudy skies this evening, low around 48. Tomorrow should be cloudy. 20% chance of showers with the high in the lower 60s. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.